Morning, everyone. Today's Daf and Erevin. Daf, hey, we are on the very bottom of the Amud Beis. Yesterday, we took a small detour away from the topic of Korah and Mavui. We talked about Shiurim. We mentioned that there are seven Shiurim that are represented by fruit: Chita, Sora, Geffen, Teina, Rimon, Zeichem, and Dvash. And we went through all the halachas that are associated with those particular fruit and the volumes of those fruit. And that was a nice aside. The Gemara conclusion yesterday is that really all the Shurim are Halach L'Moshe Misinai. They're not necessarily connected to Pesukim, although the Chachamim attach them to a Pesuk, but that's what's known classically as an Asmachta. But the truth be told is that all these Halachas are really Halach L'Moshe Misinai. And now we return back to our topic of Mavui, just to reset ourselves so that we're ready for today. Today is going to be classic Erevin. It'll be slightly difficult and visually challenging. One of the things I'm going to strongly recommend is that you get some sort of pictures. I know in the art school he probably has good pictures. There's also a sefer that came out. It came out for the last cycle of Erevin, and it's still here. It's really excellent. It now has become like almost like the standard of picture books. It's Hamaor Hamavuar is the name of the sefer I have now in paperback edition. It goes through basically the entire Masechta Daf by Daf with pictures inside, so it's it comes strongly recommended. I should have mentioned it yesterday, but I didn't. So that's on me. In the meantime, however, let's reset ourselves so that we're set up for today. We are dealing with our Mavui. Our Mavui is our alleyway. We're talking about a closed Mavui, so that means that it has three walls around it. And that fourth wall is opened up into Rishus HaRabim. Now, there is traffic that's filtering into the Mavui from two directions. There's a Chatzar on one side, and there's a Chatzar on the other side. And the Chatzeres have houses in each one of them. So, right, this is our classical construct of the Mavui. We discussed this already on day one, as it continues to be our main frame, our main construct for our discussion. So the houses open up to the Chatzar opens up in terms to the Mavui, and then the Mavui goes up out into the street. Now, the Mavui has three walls. So that means the Mavui is a Rishus HaYachid. So can I carry in a Mavui? So technically, not technically, but Minato, of course. Meaning it's a three-wall entity. So you're allowed to carry in a Mavui. Here's the problem. The problem is that it opens up into a street. And who's to say where the Mavui ends and the street begins? Well, it's very easy to say. But people may not be aware. People may not be sensitive. So therefore the Chachamim said you need an adjustment. What's that adjustment going to be? Either it's going to be through a Lechi or through a Korah. Okay, and we're going to see over the course of the next couple of days that it's subject to machlokas, whether it's either or maybe both, but the halachi is it's either or. Either a lechi or a korah. A lechi is a vertical pole that you put on the side of the entrance. A korah is a beam that goes over the top. What we've been discussing now for the past 3 days, since the beginning of the Masechta, is korah. We talked about the beam that goes over the top. Where exactly do we learn this beam from? So the Gemara's first daf, which was Sunday, right? Gemara's first off says that we learned from Pischo Shehecho, from the entrance of the Hecho. That was the approach of Rav. Gemara had a number of difficulties with that approach, but that was approach number one. The second approach is that really the Korah comes as a result of Heker. In other words, we want people to recognize that they are within a Mavui. So therefore, that explains the first halacha that we learned together in the Masechta, which is that the Korah has to be within 20 amos of the ground. If the Korah is not within 20 amos of the ground, lo shalta be'enit, people don't see it. And so therefore it has to be, there's a height restriction that has to be 20 amos. We spent a little bit of Monday going over exactly how to measure that amos. You measure it with 5 tfachim, you measure it with 6 tfachim, and even in 6 tfachim there's a little bit of range. Okay, I say all that by way of review. And now we go on to today's daf. We're on the bottom of Daf Amud Beis, and we're starting at the two dots. Haya gavol me'asri mama, uva lamato. So the halach is it has to be within 20 amos. Now let's say it's above 20 amos, and now you want to lower it. So, how much do you lower it? So the Gemara says, what a funny question. What do you mean, how much do you lower it? Well, it's very simple. It's got to be within 20 amas. So, lower it until you get to 20 amas. So the Gemara says, okay. Now, there was an assumption going into this question, and that's the following. We're going to have to minimize now the height because it's above 20 amos and it's got to get below 20 amos. That part's clear. But what we're going to do now, and apparently this is easier, apparently, is that instead of minimizing it from the top and bringing the horizontal beam down, what we're going to do is we're going to add floor. And we're going to minimize it by simply building a small platform at the entrance, and so that now, as you step on the platform, for that moment now, you're going to be within 20 amos of the korah. And so that's easy. But here's the question. The question is, how much platform are we talking about? Meaning, certainly a platform at the very edge of the Mavui, where it opens up into the street. But how deep into the Mavui do you have to make this platform? Okay, so this is going to be subject to a machlokas. The Gemara here presents. El Rachva Bekam, Rav Yosef Amar Tefach. So Rav Yosef says, just a Tefach. And Abai Amar Arba'a. And Abai says, four Tefachim. I taught you this trick earlier, but it's such a great trick, and it really helps just get through, navigate through the daf. When you see the word Arba'a, so that's masculine, right? You know numbers is the exception to the rule. So even though it's Kamatzei, so that's masculine. So that's going on Tefachim. Had it said Arba, so that's going, that's feminine, and that would be Amos. Amos is a feminine word. So Dalid, so Arba'a is Tefachim. That's a great trick. However, when the Gemara just throws out the letter Dalid, so the trick no longer works. So it's just limited, but it's a good trick. So either you make the platform one Tefach going into the Mavui, or four Tefachim going into the Mavui. What's going on over here? Obviously they're arguing, but why are they arguing? What's the issue? So Lema Bahakamifli, so the Gemara will give nothing short of four explanations of why it is the platform that you're now building, that little flooring that you're creating going into the Mavui, is either one or four Tefachim. The Manda Amar Tefach Kasav Motul Shamash Tachas HaKorah. So the question, the first explanation of the Gemara goes like this. I'm sorry, let me just read one more line. Umanda Amar Arba Kasav Asal Shamash Tachas HaKorah. Our first presentation is the following. Look, we now know that you're going to go to the Korah is all there for the purpose of reminding you this is where the Mavui ends, this is where the Rosh Hashanah Rabban begins. Right. How about carrying something not just up to the Korah, but going underneath the Korah? So I'll take any item, I'll pick up any item, and I'll move it around in the Mavui, even directly under the Korah. Can I or can I not do that? What the Gemara is suggesting now is maybe that's exactly the Machlokas. If I can use the area directly underneath the Korah, so then one Tefach would be enough. One Tefach would be sufficient. Because now all I'm going to do is I'm going to go, now, look, remember, we are, the Korah is 20 Amas higher than where you're standing right now. The moment you step foot on that little platform and that little ledging that you made, so now you're going to look up, oh yeah, Korah is right there. Right? In other words, it's within 20. So then that means all you have to do is just simply make a Tefach, a platform, because you are allowed to use the area under the Korah. If, however, you're not allowed to use the area under the Korah, so then you got a problem. Because then you're never going to be stepping on a platform and realizing that the Korah is above you. Because you're not allowed to go underneath the Korah, so therefore you're never going to be in a situation where you're going to be able to, quote-unquote, see the Korah. So that way, you have to now build your flooring, build your platform from the entrance of the Mavui for Tefachim in. So that now, as you're walking out of the Mavui, you're going to be stepping on the platform, and now you'll be seeing the Korah, and you will stop yourself short before actually going underneath the Korah. Just to sit...
The area under the Korah, then it's going to be more than 20.
The area under the Korah... No, the area under the Korah will be 20 Amos. We're not moving it back. In other words, we're going to be starting the flooring at the entrance of the Mavui. In other words, but how far back do we recede in terms of building the platform? So if you're going to say that you can't use the area underneath the Korah, so it's got to go back four Tefachim. Just a simple question, why four Tefachim? Meaning, I understand that you're not, according to this first explanation of the Gemara, you're not allowed to use the area under the Korah. So just bring it back two Tefachim. Bring it back three Tefachim. Why four Tefachim? So Rashi explains, because once you're now leaving the area of one, what's your next significant marker? In Halacha, we're going to say this a number of times today, so just get comfortable with this. Four Tefachim becomes a Makom Chashuv. It becomes a significant area. So once we're now having forced ourselves to go beyond one Tefach, the next natural marker would be four Tefachim. Okay, that's explanation number one. Kasavra also shamashach hazakara. Good. Love. The Gemara says, the Gemara just immediately disapproves of such an example, of such a suggestion. The Gemara says you're allowed to go not only up to the Korah, but you're even allowed to go underneath the Korah. Okay? So, and by the way, that's the accepted halacha. You're allowed to walk up to and even go underneath the Korah. So, considering that that's true, so now what's the issue? Again, we're back to our machlokas. I need to minimize the height of the floor to the Korah. For whatever reason, we're not going to bring the Korah down, we're going to bring the floor up. And we all agree that As long as you bring the floor up and the distance between the floor now and the car is within 20 amos, you're good. How far back do you have to recede that little platform that you're making? So again, it's a machlokas, one tefach or four tefachim. And now the Gemara again wants to propose, what's the nekud ha-machlokas? What are they arguing about? So this is now suggestion number two of the Gemara. Dekule amma kasavri mutli shama shachzakara v'hakamiflagi, marsavakar mishum heker, umarsavakar mishum mechitza. Now the second explanation really touches on a fundamental issue. How exactly is that kara working? What is that kara creating? So again, we go back now to our very beginning of our Masechta. Remember, we suggested either the kara is learned from Pitzchos Hecha, the entrance to the Hecha. That was day one of the daf of Erevin. And then we went on to suggest, no, it's Heker. Meaning it reminds people, this is where the Mavui ends, and this is where the street's going to begin. That was our second suggestion. Now what the Gemara is offering is a third possible suggestion, and that is the kara actually serves as a wall. Kara Misha Mechitza. Now, how exactly does that work? So now we get into the halachas of walls. Walls are very interesting because in halacha, walls don't actually need to be there. Walls can be without actually being there. This would be a perfect example. We have a concept known as Pitikra Yored Vesosim. Now, the concept of Pitikra Yored Vesosim is that when I get to an edge of a roof and it creates now a right with a 90-degree angle, and all I need now is just that edge. That edge now continues downward, even though there's no actual wall, but that edge actually continues down there in order to create a wall. This is a concept of Pitikra Yored Vesosim. And now what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that perhaps over here, that's exactly the machlokus between these two Amorayim, between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Rav Yosef says it only needs to be a tefach, the platform, and Abaye says no, it needs to be four tefachim. So let's understand, why should that be? So, as Rashi explains, if it's because of a heker, so it only needs to be one tefach. If you want to take a look at Rashi, Rashi goes on to write. Rashi, it's the second Rashi on the Amud. In other words, the whole purpose of the kara, so that you don't walk into the Rishos HaRabim. And over here, look, we're allowed to go underneath the kara. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to go underneath the kara. So if I'm underneath the kara, and I'm stepping on a platform, and now the distance between me and the kara above is 20 amos, you're good. You're going to see the kara. So that would be if it's kara is mishum heker. But what if kara is mishum mechitza? And look at the next Rashi. Here's what we're going to say. The edge, the outer edge, yored visosem. It goes down and it creates a legal wall. The amrabanan de bitfei me'asrim lo arminan yored visosem. Now, what if it's higher than 20 amos? So, principally, the chachamim will say it doesn't go down. No wall, not even a legal wall, goes down. And here's the kicker. If this car is operating as a wall, so we know that a wall has to enclose, meaning that's the very definition of a wall. A wall needs to enclose a space. What is the space legally? 4x4 tzvachim. Anything short of 4x4 tefachim is not a space. So if the principle of kara is kara misha mechitza, and if the principle is that it has to enclose an area by definition has to be four, at minimum 4 tefachim. So, pitikra yored v'sosim, so here we go. Right, if you will, here's our mavui, the street is right over here, and I now have to make a platform. If we have the edge of the kara, here's our kara, and the edge, the outer edge of the kara goes down. If it's not going on an area of four tefachim, meaning if all I created was a platform just here, this is not a wall. Because a wall, by its very definition, has to enclose a space, and a space in halacha is at minimally four tefachim. Okay. So that's going to be our second suggestion of the machlokas between Abaye and Rav Yosef. How far into the mavui do we have to create this platform? Our third suggestion, v'ibay semet dekolei amakar mishum haker. Maybe everyone agrees that the kara operates as a heker. Look, does the lower platform have to mirror the upper kara? Look, we all agree the upper kara only needs to be one tefach wide. That's it. We all agree to that. And everyone also agrees, according to our third explanation, that the Korah operates as a hecker. The question becomes as follows. When I'm now creating the mirror image platform on the bottom, does it have to actually replicate that which is above, or no? Marsav Raminan hecker shamata ke hecker shamala. So the first opinion, that of Abaye, that of Rav Yosef, is that the hecker below has to be is the same as the hecker above. Just like the hecker above is one tefach, so to the hecker below only needs to be one tefach wide. Umar Savalor meaning hecker shamata ke hecker shamala, and Rav Yosef will tell you, Abaye will tell you, no, that's not correct. Meaning that the lower hecker has to be more, four tefachim. Again, why the number four? What's the magic in the number four? Once it has to be greater than one, we go to the next significant shear, which is four tefachim. So therefore, the lower one has to be four tefachim. Ibai Yisem, and now the Gemara presents a fourth explanation. Dekuli Amarin and Heker Shamata Heker Shamala, V'hacha B'gzer Shema Yivchos Kamefliki. And the fourth explanation is as follows. Look, everyone agrees that in principle, the Korah above is the hecker. The platform that I create below is so that the area that I'm standing on is within 20 amas above. And everyone agrees that just like the Korah above only is one tefach wide, the platform below only has to be one tefach wide. Everyone's in agreement fundamentally. So then why is it that according to Abaye, you have to go four tefachim into the mavui? Because if all I'm doing is creating a platform that's one tefach, basically you're looking at a speed bump. Now, the speed bumps that we have are made of cement. But if all we're doing is just making a small little platform that's one tefach wide, so what's going to happen is it's going to erode over the course of time. People are stepping on it, and it will easily erode. And so the one that says that you have to make it four tefachim is concerned that if all I do is make it one tefach, just because of use, it's going to erode, and it's not going to be, it's not even going to stand as one tefach. So therefore, make it four tefachim, less chance of erosion. Masha'en Ken, the other opinion, that of Rav Yosef, who says it only needs to be a tefach, is not worried about such a concern and does not believe that the Chachamim made such a gezerah. Okay, so that is issue number one. Let's quickly recap. We have now the height between the floor and the Korah is above 20 amos. I now need to minimize that. So here we're talking about minimizing from the bottom. The only issue is, how big a platform, how deep a platform do I have to make going into the Mavoi? Machlokus between Abaye and Rav Yosef. Abaye says four tefachim. Rav Yosef says one tefach. What are they arguing about? The Gemara gave no less than four proposals in terms of what exactly they're arguing about. Okay. Hayapochus me'asar tefachim v'chakak vola hashlimo la'asar kama chokek. Okay, and now we're going to do this the other way, which is the following. Now remember, we went over this halacha. What's the minimum height of a korah? So 10 tefachim. So 10 tefachim is about this table from the ground. Okay, it's really not a lot. It's 3 feet, approximate. So now, what if it's less than 10 tefachim? The height between the korah and the floor. And now again, the simplest solution would seem to be just simply lift up the korah. For whatever reason, the Gemara would like to know, what if I don't want to lift up the korah and dig a ditch in the ground so that as I'm walking into the mavui, there's now going to be 10 tefachim of space between the korah and the floor below. And so that's a given, meaning obviously if I'm going to make the dimensions 10 tefachim by going digging into the ground, obviously, as the Gemara is about to point out, it has to be 10 tefachim. And our issue now is going to be how deep into the mavui does this ditch need to be? Okay, so here we're going to have also machlokes between Rav Yosef and Abaye, but our numbers are not going to be the same. So again, the Gemara says, kama chokek. Well, what do you mean? How deep do you have to dig? Kama detzarechle. As much as you need. Ela mashcha bekama. And again, the question becomes the following. How deep into the mavui, right, going into the mavui, not down, but into the mavui, how far do you have to go into the mavui? Rav Yosef Amar Bedala Abaye Amar Ba'arba Amos. Four tefachim according to Rav Yosef, four amos according to Abaye. Now the obvious question. In our first case in today's daf, we talked about where the height exceeded 20 amos. I'm building a platform on the bottom. How far does it into the mavui does the platform have to be? So our numbers over there was either according to Rav Yosef, one tefach, that's 4 inches. And according to Abaye, four tefachim. Okay. 16 inches. Here, when now we're talking about digging a ditch, so now our two choices are either going to be 4 tvachim or 4 amos. Same principle arguers. Abai and Rav Yosef. How come the numbers jumped up? What happened over there? So Rashi explains. There's a big difference between the first case of today's daf and this case. And the difference is as follows. You see, in the first case, I have our walls. Meaning the walls of the Mavuz work as walls. The problem is, it's too high. The height of the Korah is too high from the ground. And so therefore, all I'm doing is just simply building a platform so I'm able to see the Korah up above. But in other words, the issue is not walls. Here, however, it's lower, it's smaller, height-wise, than 10 tefachim. So I'm actually making a mavui. It's not that I'm just making a small correction in the korah itself, but we're actually now creating a mavui. If it's less than 10 tefachim, you don't even have a mavui. So by me digging a ditch, I'm actually creating a mavui. If you want to see the words of Rashi, Rashi, it's Divra Maskel Rav Yosef, it's right in the middle of the Amud. The Bailel Tefa Chacha by Arba, the Hasim over there, the Isil Adofen, Ula Me'ute Ka'asi, there I have walls, I just need to minimize, the Heker Ba'ama, Sagi, so there it's just the Heker Ba'ama. Hacha de Hashta Hu de Mashra Le Dofen, here I'm actually creating walls, so Ben Rav Yosef, Ben Abai, Ibn and Deles Kaze Hai Dofen, Lashir Heksher Orech Mavoy. So I have to dig into the mavui enough to create a mavui shalem. Helkach le Rav Yosef shir meshach mavui bedal tefachim va'abayit v'erle shir meshach mavui bedal amos. And now this really touches on a very core issue in terms of the world of mavui, and that is the following: today's daf really is going to define a mavui, meaning what is the very definition of a mavui. So now we're going to see our first question is what's the length of a mavui. Now, here, let me just draw the following on the board so you understand. Every mavui goes into Rishus HaRabim. That's a given. Okay, so here's our mavui, and here's going to be our Rishus HaRabim. Every mavui opens up into Rishus HaRabim. And as we're going to learn later on today, the mavui has to be longer than it is wide. Okay, so this is going to be length, and this is going to be width. Now, in a rectangle, you should know that, generally speaking, we always look at the longer side as length and the shorter side as width. Here, however, when we're discussing a mavui in this construct, we're always going to call this side the width, regardless of how long it is. And we're always going to call this side the length. So the side that is facing the Rishus HaRabim, for our terminology, obviously the Gemara doesn't use this terminology, but we're going to call this width and we're going to call this length. That's going to be a constant in our discussion. So number one, our first issue is, what's the minimum length of a mavui? Minimum length. So now essentially what we're saying is, look, our korah is less than 10 tefachim, and we're digging and we're going into this direction. And we're digging into here. How far into the mavui do you have to dig? And essentially the question is going to become, what's the minimum length of a mavui? So it's either, your two choices are either going to be 4 tefachim, or it's going to be 4 amos. Now that's obviously a big difference. Every amos is 6 tefachim. 4 amos is equal to 24 tefachim. So that's going to be a huge discrepancy between the two. Okay? And so that's going to be our first issue of the day. What is the minimum length of a mavui? It's either going to be 4 tefachim for amos. And the Gemara is telling this in a kind of roundabout fashion. Meaning instead of just simply saying, what's the minimum length of a mavui? We're discussing it in the context of, the korah is too close to the ground. I'm going to dig in order to make a mavui. How far into the mavui do I have to dig? Well, if you hold that the minimum length of a mavui is 4 tefachim, I'm going to dig only 4 tefachim in. If I hold the minimum length of a mavui is 4 amos, I got to dig 4 amos in. Okay. That's going to be our first issue. So Rav Yosef Amar Bedala, Mashcha Bekama, Rav Yosef Amar Bedala, so Rav Yosef says 4 tefachim in, and Abai Amar Ba'arba Amos. Now the Gemara suggests that perhaps over here, this machlokis is related to another machlokis. Now, here you really need pictures. So if you have a picture book, and I'm sure in the art scroll he also has pictures. I honestly haven't looked at it, but the Gemara says perhaps it's connected to the following. Leima b'derabi ami v'rabi asikim l'fagidit mar mavui shenifrats mitzido. Kalpe rosho. Let's say I have a mavui where there's a breach in the wall. Okay, so what I'm looking at, and I'm going to try to describe it, is that it's a mavui. Here, the mavui actually on one side is total wall, on the other side opening up to your various chaseras. And here, there's a breach on the wall that is very close to the entrance. If I could just quickly just draw up this diagram. Here's our mavui. It opens up into a rishus rabim, and there's a break in this wall right over here. And let's do the following, just to make this somewhat clearer. Let's have the Rishus HaRabim make actually a right-hand turn. Rishus HaRabim can do that. Okay? And so now there's a breach right over here in the wall. So, what if the breach over here is greater than 4 Tvachim? Right? 4 Tvachim is our number? Yeah. Yeah. So what if the breach of the wall over here is 4 Tvachim? So, if it's 4 Tvachim, Mavu is no good. Less than 4 Tvachim, Mavu would be fine, as long as this little piece over here is going to be Dal Tfachim. And so now, why does this little piece over here have to be Dal Tfachim? So presumably because the minimum of a Mavui, the minimum length of a Mavui, needs to be 4 Tfachim. So the Gemara suggests that perhaps this is what the Machlok is connected to. And by the way, if that little piece over here at the edge is not 4 tfachim, but the breach over here is less than 3 tfachim, so then you have the principle of lavud. Okay. So it could be suggested Gemara now. So Rav Yosef Islay the Rabbi Ami, Rav Yosef, who says that you only need to dig 4 tfachim into the mavui, is agreeing to this halacha of Rabbi Ami, and Labai, Leishla de Rabbi Ami, and Abai who says no, that you have to dig 4 amos in. So maybe he disagrees with Rabbi Ami. So Amalcha Abai says, no, you don't have to get me involved in that halacha. Hasam sof mavui, hachat chilas mavui. Because over there, you have a mavui. It just happens to be that there's a breach in the wall. So there, I can totally hear the argument that as long as at the edge of the mavui you have a remaining wall, 4 tvachim, that's enough. Here, we're making a mavui. In other words, we don't have a halachic construct of a mavui. We're making a mavui, and when you're making a mavui from the beginning, it needs to be four amos in. So ik arba amos in ilo lo. Okay, so you don't have to involve me in that discussion. Amar abay menamin alam. And here we go now. We are at the core of the discussion, which is what is the minimum length of a mavui. Now, before we go further in the Gemara, let's just take a moment to think about this just and analyze this just a little bit better. What we're doing right now, and or what we'll be doing for the rest of today, is defining what a mavui is. What's the big deal? I'm asking a really basic question. Meaning, we're calling it a mavui. How about we don't call it a mavui? Call it something else. What's the advantage? What's the benefit of being a mavui? Okay. What gain do we have that we're looking to define a mavui? We're going to be talking about the length. We're talking about the width. We're talking about how many doors need to open up into a mavui. What do we gain by calling something a mavui, and what we gain is something very significant? You see, with a mavui, let's go to our classic mavui. Once this thing is called a mavui, you see, it's opened up into a rishus harabim. And all you need to do with a mavui is either put a vertical stick over here, a vertical pole over here, or a 1 tefach beam going over the top. That's all you need to do. Meaning, what you could have said is, if our mavui is opening up into Rishus HaRabim, so, it's crazy. I mean, crazy. I mean, the chances of a person taking an object, carrying it from here to here, is very high. And yet the Chachamim were makel, the Chachamim were lenient, and they said, if once this qualifies as a mavui, all you need to do is just put a little pole right over there, or a thin stick over the top, and you're good. You're taken care of. You don't need to do any more. If this is not called the mavui, let's give it another name. How about this? Let's go down the street. Okay? Let's say it looks something like this. So the shape of it is now wider than it is long. So what is that? If that's not a mavli, anyone can tell me what that structure would be? We're going to call it a chaser. Okay. Now it's still the reshus yachid, one wall, two wall, three walls. It's still reshus yachid, and now the chaser is open up into a reshus rabbin. So can I put a korah over the top? Can I put lachi on the side? No, you cannot. There you need an actual physical wall to separate the chaser from the reshus rabbin. We're going to learn later on in the masakta. The wall doesn't have to go over the entire length of the chatzir. It would be enough if the walls were made of what's called pas dalid, meaning slats of four tefachim. But there, it will be insufficient to just put a little pole right here on the side or to put a little stick right over the top, and now I can carry in the chatzir. It won't work. So the main advantage of getting to call something a mavui is so that now it will become mutter with just a lechi or just a kovah. That's the big deal. That really is the entire intent of today's daf in terms of defining what a mavui is. So again, minimum length of a mavui, according to Rav Yosef, four tefachim. According to Abaye, it's got to be at least four amas deep. Now, Abaye is going to make his argument. How do I know that a mavui needs to be four amas deep? So Abaye says, let's go over the following halachas. This is almost going to be like reverse engineering, meaning that we're going to look at the halachas and then work backwards and figure out, oh, that's how I know that that minimally has to be four amas deep. How do I know? How do I know that a mavui has to be at least four amas deep? Okay. So halacha that we already saw in Shabbos, and we get to see now again, is that a mavui minimally needs two doorways. Here's one doorway. Here's the second doorway. Now, as a general rule, a doorway has to be minimally four tefachim. There's no such thing as a doorway that's less than four tefachim. So good. So that's the halacha. And the doorway has to open up into a chatzer. So in other words, if I may. Okay, there has to be a chatzer over here. There has to be a chatzer over here. Sorry, that was terrible. And every chatzer also needs to have at least two houses. Just wait. Do me a favor. Just let me first get all the facts on the ground, and then you can ask. Okay, it has to be minimally two chatzeres open up, and each chatzer has to have two houses. So now, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, let's think about your position. Your position is that the minimum length of a mavui only needs to be four tefachim. So now, I've not drawn anything to scale, but now, let's do the following. Your argument is that from here to here, it only needs to be four tefachim. Well, that's going to be a bit of an issue, because, now we get to erase this. I'll erase this. If the distance from here to here is four tefachim, now I told you that a doorway, by very definition, has to be four tefachim. So basically now, that's your doorway. Now, because the doorway has to be minimally four tefachim, and the depth of the mavui has to be four tefachim. So now, let me do that to the other side. And what's going to come out is something extraordinarily strange. That would be your mavui. Meaning, Abaye turns to Rav Yosef and says, That's your mavui. You have one wall here, and that's it. Meaning, that can't be a mavui. You lost your wall. Where are your walls? Oh, so let me give away the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to suggest, well, why don't we do the following? Why don't we go like this here, and why don't we make an entrance over here, an entrance over here? And the Gemara is going to say, well, we're going to reject that out of hand because a mavui has to be longer than it is wide. So that's not an option. So according to you, Rav Yosef, how did you do that? How did you create a mavui, which is four tefachim from here to here, and where are your doors? Because there has to be two doors opening up. Okay. So this is a bias challenge to Rav Yosef.
Why the doors can't be considered walls?
The two doors can't be considered walls because a door will not take away from the definition of a wall, but you need wall. Meaning, if I have a wall, and then I made a little opening for a door, that door is not going to take away from the definition of the wall. but I have a wall. Here, if the entirety of the side is doorway, there's no wall. And if the entirety of this side is the doorway, so there's no wall. So it's got to be, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, it's got to be that the length of the Mavui is going to go now for Amos. It's got to be. Otherwise, how did you create your Mavui? With just a four Tefach Mavui. So ein mavoi nitzav alech v'kar, it's you about to v'chatzetz p'tzchum l'soch, v'yi b'dala hech m'shkachalei. V'chitem et apasach le'bedofen emtzai. We go back to that picture I drew, where it was like that one over there on the side, where I made the two doorways against the back wall. So v'amar av nachman, akina, izav mavoi sh'nitzav alech v'kar, kol sh'archu yasar rachmo. A mavoi, by its very definition, has to be longer than it is wide. U'badzim v'chatzetz p'tzchum l'soch. So v'rav Yosef, so now, the Gemara says, so now, let's try to defend Rav Yosef. How is Rav Yosef going to make a mavui that's only four tefachim deep? And again, to make a wall over here, that's going to make a doorway on this side and a doorway on this side is just simply not going to work because you're taking away the entire one. So here's what we'll do for Rav Yosef. Okay? The entirety, again, from here to here is four tefachim. And same thing over here. And what the Gemara now is going to suggest is the following. We'll create a door at a slant. And we'll create a door over here at a slant. Meaning one tefachin, and then create at a slant. One tefachin, we'll create at a slant. Now, if you want to be even more technical than what we're being right now, so the truth of the matter is it's still a little bit difficult, especially if you read Rashi. I'm not going to read Rashi right now, but please do so after. Well, because Rashi says that basically what you're going to have now is three tefachim over here, and one tefach going in. And what you have is three tefachim over here and one tefach going in. And, as you all know, basically now if you look at this triangle that we just created, so this doorway, the hypotenuse, which is the doorway, is not going to be four tefachim. The hypotenuse of a triangle that's three on one side and one on the other side is not going to be four. I mean, you know that mathematically. You could just look at it and see it's not going to be four. So, and every doorway, by definition, has to be four tefachim. So, and what then I'm doing is basically leading us into Tosfos' discussion in terms of trying to figure out how the doorway became four tefachim. But right now, just for simplicity's sake, just understand that in defense of Rav Yosef, what the Gemara now is suggesting is that you'll put the door to slant, you'll put this door to slant, and that's how you'll end up with a mavoi that's four tefachim in, four tefachim deep, four tefachim long, and still you can end up with two doorways. Okay. That is our defense of Rav Yosef. Amar Abaye Menamin Allah. Another proof for Abaye that a mavui has to be at least 4 amas deep. The Amar Ami Barcham Amar Ravuna Lechi Abolim Midof Nosham Mavui Pachus Mar Ba Amos Nido Mishum Lechi Veinitzarich Lechi Acher Lahatiro. Dalan Amos Nido Mishum Mavui Vitzarich Lechi Acher Lahatiro. Okay. Here's another scenario. And another proof for Abaye, that the minimum length of a mavui needs to be 4 amas. Okay. Here's a classic mavui. We said that if you want to now be able to carry the mavui, I need to rectify it either with a kara going over the top or a lechi. Now, lechi we haven't discussed yet, but it's very easy. We'll discuss it right now. What is a lechi? A singular pole that you put on the side of the mavui. And it only needs to be one. Now, what if I didn't put a lechi over there, but let's say I constructed a wall. Now let us say, well, we'll get to that later on, but let's say I have a wall going over here. Not a lechi, just a wall. So, if this wall is less than 4 amos, as long as this wall is less than 4 amos, so then we can call that a lechi. Once it exceeds 4 amos, it's a wall, I can't call it a lechi. So, once again, Abaye says, don't you see I'm right? Meaning, why is it that when it's 4 amos, we can't call it a lechi anymore? Because 4 amos is the very definition of a mavui. A mavui is 4 amos. Now, I know it's a little bit confusing, because we're no longer talking about the length of a mavui, we're talking about the distance that the lechi is extending outward. I understand that's a little bit confusing, and essentially that's going to be Rav Yosef's defense. But right now, at least in Abaye's attack, This is what Abaye is proposing to Rav Yosef. Four amos shows you the minimum length of mavu is four amos. So nida mishumav itzarach lecheach lahatiro. Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef's defense is lafuki mitoras lechi. What are you talking about? That just simply means that it's no longer a lechi. But we're not talking about the definition of a mavui. The definition of mavui can even be four tfachim. Okay. So once again, just quickly to summarize, what is the minimum length of a mavui? And I say length, I'm talking about from the street to the back wall of the mavui. What's its minimum length? It's a machlokus in the Gemara between Abaye and Rav Yosef. Abaye says four amos, and Rav Yosef says for tfachim, and it would impact. What if the mavui is less than 10 tfachim? How deep? When I dig a ditch into the mavui, how far back do I have to recede? That's going to be one halacha. And the other basic halacha is when I create a mavui, how far back does the wall have to be? Especially considering A, there needs to be two doorways in the mavui, and B, the length has to be greater than the width. Okay, so, but in the meantime, however, basic machlokus between Abaye and Rav Yosef, how deep does the mavui have to be? How long does it have to be? Four amos, four tfachim, halacha sides like Abaye. That has to be four amos long. Gufa, or on the bottom of the amud. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, lechi aboli midafno shal mavui, pachos mi arba amos nida mishum lechi, vein tzarech lechi acher lahatiro, dalin amos nida mishum mavui, vein tzarech lechi acher lahatiro. Okay, we're back to this case over here. If I have a wall along the fourth side, so if it's less than four amos, that's good. If it's four amos or greater, that's not good. By the way, think about how counterintuitive that is. Meaning, the longer is this wall on the side, the worse shape you're in. If it's less than four amos, that's good. We'll call it a lechi. How long does a lechi have to be? We're going to learn later on. Any amount. I could have made a pole on this side of any width. Here, once I extend it anywhere from four amos and beyond, it's no longer, I can't call it a lechi anymore.
But you have four walls.
That's an excellent point. Please wait, because you're right on the money. So nida mishamavu, tzarech lechi achel hatira. Now also lechi hecha ma'amida. So now, let's say this wall's 4 amos, and now let's say I need a new lechi. Where am I going to put that new lechi? So here, it's just a simple problem. Meaning, let me give this wall a little bit of depth. So let's say I put the lechi over here. I just add it to the wall. No one's going to recognize that that's the lechi. So the Gemara is going to suggest is one of two suggestions. The Gemara is going to suggest put the lechi over here, or put the lechi over here. Just make it obvious that it's not just simply extension of wall. Pretty straightforward. I'm going to read inside. Oh, so lechi de kamosif aleha. Sorry. All you're doing is just simply adding to the wall. So one suggestion of the Gemara is just put it alongside the other wall, like I drew over there. And Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua, or if you want, you could put the lechi on that extended wall and just make it clearly notable that it's a lechi. Either, as Rashi explains, make it shorter than the wall or higher than the wall, or, like I do over there, make it thinner than the wall or thicker than the wall. Am Ravuna Breda Rav Yishol Amar Nela B'mavu Shmona V'b'mavu Shiva Nitar Be'omen Meruba Ala Parts. Danny, now the Gemara is going to make your point, which is the following. I have a fourth wall. Now, let's say this is 4 amos. Now, what did we say? We said, well, once it's 4 amos, I can't call it a lech anymore. No longer able to call a lechi. Let's say the total distance from here to here is 7 amos. So then, the Gemara is going to point out, Danny's right. Meaning now, what do I need a lechi for? I have a structure that has 4 walls around it. And this area is wall. Meaning we have a principle known as omen meruba la parts. Once I have more wall than actual airspace, so this entirety of this length is now wall. So if the total distance from here to here is 7 amos, and 4 of it is made up of wall, I don't need a lechi, I don't need a korah, meaning you're totally fine. So, Amar Huna Breda Rav Yishol, Amar Nala B'mavu Shmona, V'b'mavu Shiva Nitar B'omen Merubah L'Paretz. And the Gemara says, and look, I'll construct a very simple logical argument. Look, with a chaser, right, to the left, what I drew over there, so, eino niteres b'lechi b'kara. If I throw a lechi or a kara in that chaser, it's not going to help. I won't be able to carry the chaser. Mavui shenitah b'lechi b'kara, eino din shenitah b'omen meru b'laparetz. So a mavui, where a lechi or a kara would work, so you don't think omen meru b'laparetz would work? Okay, so that, a very simple argument, a kal v'chomer, if you will, in which once I have a four-armored wall and the totality of the wall, seven amos, and I have omen meru b'laparetz, it's going to be fine. Malachatzer shekein pirtzasa be'eser, tomer b'mavui shepirtzasa be'arba. The Gemara asks a very technical question, which is the following. Well, when it comes to a chatzer, if I have an opening in the chatzer that exceeds 10 amos, chatzer is no good. If I have a mavui and there's a pirtza, there's a breach in the mavui of only 4 amos, so then that would negate the mavui. So the Gemara's answer to this is very simple, because of Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, mavui nami pirtzasa be'eser. He disagrees with that. In other words, by a mavui, a pirtza, a breach in the wall of a mavui of 10 amos would negate the mavui, not 4 amos. So that question for him is not a question. So Laman Kamrin Rav Huna, the Gemara says, but wait a second. This whole discussion over here is to explain Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna happens to hold that a breach of a mavui of 4 amos would be considered a breach. So Rav Huna, b'Rei Rav Yeshua, tamid d'nafshei Shei Kamar. Rav Huna, so the Gemara says, you misunderstood. You thought Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua was coming to explain Rav Huna? No, he's coming to explain his own position. Rav Ashi amar afilu tema b'mavu ishmona nami lo tzarech lechi. Now, Rav Ashi will go even one step further. Now, we said that if it's 7, it's fine. What if it's 8? What if the distance from end to end of the mavu is 8 amos, and I have a wall of 4 amos? Good or no good? So, obviously, I no longer have omid meruba ala parts. I don't have more wall than airspace. They are equal. We're finishing up with this last point. They're equal. So the Gemara now is going to contend, Rav Ashi is going to contend, your mavu will be fine. It doesn't need a lechi. Why not? Manavshach. E omid nafish nita ba'omid meruba ala parts. Because look, at exactly 4 amos of wall and 4 amos of airspace, let's say, it happens to be that there is just the smallest amount of more wall than airspace, so then you're good. The parts not fish, and if there's more airspace than wall, need the mishum lechi. So that means that wall is just slightly under 4 amos, which means that the wall could serve as a lechi. And my amar to shavita vayu. Now, what are you left to say? Well, maybe it's exactly equal. Ki adadi havelei safik devreim, safik devreim lahakel. So the Gemara says, even if they're exactly equal, so now we're talking about a safik on a din derabanan. Meaning, it's only because of the chachamim that I'm not allowed to carry in a mavui. Mavui is rishus yachid, and it's the chachamim that require lechi or korah. Here, either the wall exceeds the air, or the air exceeds the wall. In either scenario, it would be fine, either because of the principle of omer meruba parts or the principle of lechi. Either way, it would be fine. And even if it's equal, so the Gemara says, but it's a suffix on a din derabanan. Suffik derabanan lekula. Here the Gemara, when the Gemara says suffik derabanan, it's not in the classic sense. It's not a real suffik. It just happens to be that in this case, because either way it would work, so therefore we're going to end up being mako. Okay. Quickly summarize the points of today's daf. Today was the first difficult daf of Erevin. Like, really difficult. This is what makes Erevin give its reputation. But basically, what we discussed today was how to correct a mavui that's too high, how to correct a mavui that's too low, which then led us into the discussion of what is the minimum length of a mavui. And we learned basically 3 criteria of a mavui. Number 1, that you need 2 chatziris to open up into a mavui. Number 2, the length of the mavui has to be greater than the width. And then number 3, what exactly is the minimum length of a mavui? Machlok is between Abai and Rav Yosef, either according to Abai, 4 amos, or according to Rav Yosef, 4 tfachim. Again, the halach is going to side like Abaye, and Abaye had 2 proofs to show that the minimum length of a mavui is going to be 4 amos. Either it's going to be the fact that You need two doorways, and a doorway by definition has to be four tefachim. And according to Rav Yosef, it's hard to imagine how you're going to create two doorways on a mava that's only four tefachim. The Gemara tried to defend Rav Yosef. And the other halacha was the what if you have a fourth wall jutting out, which is four amas, where it no longer can serve as a lechi. So another proof says to Abaye that the minimum length of a mavu is four amas. Okay, stop over here. Pick it up tomorrow.